Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Today's daf is Chulin Daf Tzadi Gimel. Welcome back, everyone. The main topic of today's daf is the Isser of Chelev, which is something that's spoken about in assorted places. But the main place, I guess, is our daf. So we're gonna talk about numerous topics in Isser of Chelev to understand the Geder of the Isser of Chelev. We find Chelev has two aspects to it in the Torah, in Dinei Torah. Number one is that it's usher to eat Chelev. A person that eats Chelev is Chayav Karis. It's Mecholas Asuris. There's another aspect of Chelev, in that Chelev is Karav Agapim Mizbech. When you bring a carbon, you bring the Chelev. That's the thing that you're marked on the Mizbech. So Yesh Lachkor. Are these two dinim of Chelev Tluyim Zeh B'Zeh? Is it all the same Chelev? Any Chelev that you're makdir is also the Chelev that's Aser. And any Chelev that's Aser is also means that you're makdir it. Or no. Shnei dinim, they're unrelated. One is Dine Haktara. One is Maicholos Asurais. So Baruch Hashem, the Rishonim already dealt with this question. So we'll start with the Ramban. Ramban ala Torah in Parshas Vayikra, Paragimel, Pasuk Tes. The Ramban there first tells us a physical difference between Chelev and Shuman. Both of them are fatty parts of a behema. The Chelev is Osir and there's a Chiv Kares. And the Shuman is Mucho Lachatchila. It might not be so healthy, but halachically, there's no problem in eating shuman. So the Ramban there says that the difference between chelev and shuman is that shuman is found with the basar. When you got a steak, so there's meat, and there's fat. Fat is attached to the meat. That's shuman. Hashem chelev, the Ramban says, it's in its own place. It covers the basar. The Gemara says in Elu Treifas that it's krum v'niklaf. It's a membrane. It's its own entity. And you can peel it off. And then you get to the meat of the cow. So it sits by itself. And it's not next to the basar. That is the main physical difference that there is between chelev and shuman. Therefore the Ramban says that chelev o'aliyah, when you bring a keves, so as a korban, so you also bring the tail, very fatty, and you bring the chelev of, you bring the whole tail on the mizbeach, the chelev of aliyah. Says Ramban, and even though you're makiv on the mizbeach, but it's still mutter ba'achila. Because there, it's not a membrane that surrounds the basar. Rather, it's connected to the basar. It's with the basar. Says Ramban the following words. V'le'yitochin j'noimar sh'osar ma'she nakriv min abehima. Don't say that because you're makrivit, memela it's aser. Don't say such a thing. She'im kain, you are kloyas ayeseres ala kavir asurim. If so, the kidneys and the lobe of the liver, which are also makdir as part of the imurim, they should be aser. And they're mutter. So what's the klal? Says Ramban. Avakol anikra chelev netzar. Ava bish eno kariv lemizbeach. Kagoyna chelev asher ala tchoyl. The chelev on the spleen is aser, even though you're not makriv on the mizbech. The she'enu nikra chelev mutter, afa pishu kariv. And things that are not called chelev are mutter, even though you're makriv them. Kona kloyos, ha'yisaris mena kaved, p'cheno alya. Before in the Ramban, that these two things are chalok zebizeh, the chelev that you're makriv on the mizbech, and the chelev that's aser ba'achila, two things are unrelated. The Torah does mention the Isser of Chelev together with the Parsha of Korbanos. In Parsha Vayikra, and again in Parsha Sav, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chavhei, Lashon of the Pasuk, Ki kol oichel chelev min ha-behema asher yakriv mimeno yishel Hashem. You eat chelev from a behema, you mark of it as a korban. It's clear that chelev is totally in things which are brought in the Mizbeach. So the Ramban answers, and what the pasuk means to say is that it's a min hakarev agabim mizbeach. The type of animal which can be brought in the mizbeach, shor, kesev, eiz, these type of animals, So there the Torah asks for the chelev. But they're not mitlitali habaha. The chelev that you're makriv and the chelev that's asr be'achila. That is the opinion of the Ramban. The Keren Oira, earlier in Eilu Treifos and Daf Nun, it's also mechiyach this is soyed b'das haRambam. The Rambam holds that the chelev and the dakin was not kariv in the mizbeach, even though the Rambam holds that there's an isra achila in the chelev al dakin and yochayev kariz. Before that there are two inyanim and they're not totally habaha. Very clear. Rambam, the Ramban, both of them hold that they're not totally habaha. However, this is not pashut in the Rishayim. Taisus here on the bottom taisus on the tzadi beis and beis. The Masechet Omer Abaye brings the opinion of Rabbi Lezer Mimitz in the Sefer Yireh. Rabbi Lezer Mimitz holds that Shuman Shal Yoseres HaKaved is Osir. Because you're makriv, the Shuman on the Yoseres HaKaved on the Mizbeach, so says Rabbi Lezer Mimitz that it's also Osir to eat. Anything you're makriv on the Mizbeach is Osir to eat. And he brings right to this from the Teres Koyanim, there's a Tzah to Osir, the chelev atfanois. And the reason that lemais we don't answer it is because the inakar of a gab mizbeach. So meila, the chelev of the aseris hakavid, which you are rocking around a gab mizbeach, the meila is also biachila. That is the opinion of the Urayim. So far, it's very clear from the Urayim that they are talking about 100% anything you're rocking around the mizbeach is also also biachila. But Tezus asks on the Urayim from our sugya. And our sugya, it's mavur that loyven kulya is mutter. Maisit machleik is amoroyim between Rav Yechanan and Rav Asi. But Abayi said that kalosei di Rav Asi mistavra because chelo shal akloyes v'loy shivasech akloyes. So mele loyven kulya is mutter. Even though the maisit said that loyven kulya was karva gabim is beach. That says it's a question on the array. Kusha gedela. Answers Taisvitz. That we could say that it's really the Klali Reim is the rule. But as you know, every good rule has an exception. As a rule, anything you're makir around the Mizbeach is Osir. It's a chiyuv of Chelev. However, here there's a specific miut to say there's no chiyuv karis. Ala klois, lisha besecha klois. That's to answers the array. The Taisa at the end goes to ask, what do we do with the chelev of the aliyah? Like the Ramban asked, that the chelev of the aliyah is mutter, even though you're makriv it agabi mizbeach. So the answer is Taisvis, that lekach nearly, Taisa argues with the Urayim. You correct the question of chelev aliyah, Taisa says, mancha the Urayim. Loilam, not everything that's carried around the mizbeach is usher. Aye, so why did the Torah's claim want to be marbe the chelev atfanois? Who cares that it's karev agav mizbeach? Hare, it's not chilev. Says Tesis. The davka chilev tfanois shedoime lishar chilev. It is similar to other chilev, the chilev atfanois. Vishema af tesav krum veniklev. Who? And it's possible that it's also tesav krum veniklev. Have a mitzer yavi kariv. Aval chelav yiseres v'loivin kulya v'shuman alya she'in dem in klal chelav loy mitzri. The engraving materas chelav ela agav yiseres v'kulya v'alya. He says a very gevaldik yeshiva shavart. Taisa says that the chelav of the tfanois is in mitzias doim with other chelav. So min atzvara we would think that it should be chayv. But here there's a miut that because it's not karav agav mizbeach, so it's pater. Mashein came the chelev of the aliyah and the aseres hakaved. They're not chelev bichlal. They don't have the characteristics of chelev. Ah, you're makriv of them. You're makriv of them. Agav the kulya and agav the aliyah and agav the kaved. They're coming agav other things. So their haktarabak, it doesn't have to come on to din chelev. Which things have a din akrava? Chelev is into the makdirit, the kulyas is into the makdirit, the yeseres hakaved and the aliyah, all these things are muktarim in the karban. So, something that if their aktar would be midin chelev, then bakorach they're called chelev. But Taisa be so it agrees to the Urayim, that the akdara of chelev is the same in Yisra Achila and an Akhtar. B'yisayin should be the same thing. It should be the same thing. And anything that you're makter b'teiras chelev is chelev b'teir aser. And if he tastes, the psukim are very gevaldic. Psukim in the middle of the Dini Karbonis in Parashas Vayikra, the Torah tells us it's sort of chelev. And again in Parashas Sav, the Torah says that mina behema shekriv mina karbon l'Hashem. That's where the Isra Chalev is about. The Isra Chalev is totally in a krova legabi mizbeach. So be a soiv tais holds like the array. And the Isra Achila is mitla totally in a krova. Just, there are certain things, there are things that are karivim that are not chalev. Akulia and the Isra Sakavid, they're karivim that are not chalev. So things that you're makrav agav them, like loiv and kulia, so it's kariv not midin chalev, rather midin the kulia. So therefore, there's no reason to ask about chelev. Chelev, how do I know that it's only agav the kulia? And maybe it's takas akrovim than chelev. The answer is, look at the characteristics. It doesn't have characteristics of chelev. So bakarach that krov is not midin chelev. Bakarach that krov is midin the yeseres and the kulia and the alia. Anything that's kariv, all the things that are kariv with them, because they don't have the characteristics of chelev. So Bakarach there Akrov is not Midin Chelev, rather Agav, the Kulia, and the Kloyas. That's why these things, even though they're carved, they don't have an Isra Chelev. But the Chelev Atfana, he says, Lamais, it has the characteristics of Chelev. So it should be Asrat Chelev. But Lamais, because it's not Kariv, therefore it was this Mayit, that it does not have the Isra of Chelev. So according to Tesis, we need two Tnayim to have an Isra of Chelev, two conditions. Number one, that has the characteristics of Chelev, and it's Tais of Krum Veniklaf, has the physical characteristics of Chelev. And number two, that it's Kariv. Chelev Atfano, it has the characteristics, but it's not Kariv. And the Leiv and Kulia is Kariv, but it doesn't have the characteristics. So at the end of the day, Tais holds that anything which you're makrav on the Mizbeach, Midin Chelev, is Aser. But that way it is true. But the other way is not true. Not everything that's Chelev you're makrav on the Mizbeach. Chelev atfano is just chelev, and you're not makrav on the mizbeach. But any chelev that you are makrav on the mizbeach is also usher. That's the klal of thesis. Al derech the ureim, but a little bit different. According to the ureim, it's mitla toli in akrava. And therefore, Tesis got stuck with the chelev o alia. But Tesis says, no, it's certain things are kariv, not midin chelev, rather midin the alia. And therefore, they do not have the isra of chelev. So the maisa, though, this teres kaidin that Tesis brings, the ureim brings, is to bring Makar to their Shita. That's what they learned their Shita from, the Teres Kainim, by the Chelev Atfanais. That the reason that it's not Aser is because it's not Karav Agav Mizbech. The Ramban holds that they're not Toli HaBahal, like we saw before. Bechlal not Toli, the Iser and the Karav Agav Mizbech are not Toli HaBahal. So Mamanashach. If the Ramban holds that the Chelev Atfanais has the characteristics of Chelev, then the Maitz should be Aser, even though it's not Karif. And the Raman said about the Chelev HaTchoil. The Chelev HaTchoil, the Raman says, is Osir, even though you're not Makrevit. That's Mitzad Echad. And if you say that the Chelev HaTfanois does not have the characteristics of Chelev, then what was the Hava Amina that you should be Chayev? According to the Raman, it's all told in characteristics. Why do we need to be Mimayed it for the fact that it's not Kariv if it does not have the characteristics? And if it does have the characteristics, then whether it's the fact that it's not Kariv will not matter Kiyuza. That's the question on the Ramban from this Teres Kohenim. So Baruch Hashem, I found the Rav Yoh. And the Chora has an answer to this. Rav Yoh in Simin Aleph Tzadichetz 1098 says, it brings over the miut of the Chelev Atfan. It says the Rav Yoh, Shalei Taimar Shuman v'Chelev Hakol Nikra Chelev. Says the Rav Yoh that without the mir of the Chelev Atfana, is everything that even Shuman is usher because of Chelev. So the Rav Yoh holds that the Chelev Atfana does not have the characteristics of Chelev. He argues on Tesis. We see that even the Tesis wasn't so happy with it. Tesis said, Shema Krum V'Niklaf. Tesis was not so satisfied to say this. So the Rav Yoh argues, the Rav Yoh says that it does not have characteristics of Chelev. So why would we think that would be Aser? That answers the Rav Yoh, that without the Pasuk, I would think that even Shuman is Aser. The Guba, the Heter of the Chelev Atfano, he says, tell me the Heter of the Ramban. The Davka of the Chelev, which is on top, and it's by itself, only that's Aser. Nashenkin, the Shuman, that's together with the Basar, that's Mutter. So we answered the Halacha of Tesis connected to the Ramban. Tesis was Mechiach from Chilvat Fanais. And we answered Abi the Ravya. However, we still share the other way. The Ramban brought a raya to his Shita from the Chilvat Choyl. The Chilvat Choyl is not Kariv. And yet, it's Usher. We see that they're not Tali Habaha. So the Mesa found in our Sugya, Rishainim, that answer of the raya of the Ramban. The Makar that the Isra of Chilvat Choyl is from our Sugya. For that, the tchol in the chaylev in the dar of the tchol is aser. And chayav and olav. So the man said it's not kariv. So it's a raya that they're not talking about. But the Rishayim say differently. The Rishayim Milunil says that this chaylev and the tchol is what the Torah calls chaylev she'ala kerev. And Miri says that that this chaylev of the tchol is what the Torah calls chaylev she'ala ksolim. Before Bein Divrei Rimi Lunil, Bein Divrei the Meiri, this Chelev HaTchoyl was Kariv Agabi Mizbeach. So Meila, it's Mishav the Raya of the Ramban. We can no longer be Mechiach from the Chelev HaTchoyl that they're not talking about, because it could be that the Chelev HaTchoyl was actually Mukhtar. We now come to another point about Chelev, a related point. Another seeming steer that exists about Chelev. The Torah, when it talks about the chilev of korbanos, talks about the chilev that's found in certain places. Shalakerev, akloyas, tfanos, that the Torah describes the chilev and found in certain places. However, we see earlier on in the Perkei Lutrefus and Daf Memtes, there is a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmoel about the definition of chilev. Is chilev totally in krum v'niklaf or toisav krum v'niklaf? But everyone agrees that there's a certain definition of what chaylev is. There's a physical distinction in what exactly chaylev is. How do we work that out together with that the Torah gives places in which chaylev was aser? I know is sort of chaylev totally in chaylev that's found in certain places, or it's totally in certain physical characteristics of the chaylev, and that's what defines it as chaylev. So again, over here, we find the Machlokes of Yishein on this topic. The Rambam, in Perek Zayin of Vayecholos Asuras Halacha Hei, never mentions the Tznai of Krum V'Niklaf, or Tois of Krum V'Niklaf. When the Rambam talks about the Isra of Chelev, he does not mention that Gemara at all. Rather, he says the following. Shleish Shechalofim Hein Shachayov and Oleim Koris. Chelev Shal HaKerev, Shal Shtei HaKloyos, V'Shal HaKsolim. There are three Chalofim that when a person eats, it's Chayev Koris. That's it. Chilev that's found in the places of the Kerev, the Koyis, and the Ksolim, that Chilev when a person eats his Chayev Karis. Ram doesn't give any definition, any physical characteristics of what Chilev is to be Chayev. So it's clear from the Rambam that we have a question earlier on in Daf Memtes between Krum v'Niklaf, or Tais of Krum v'Niklaf. It's not saying that Chilev is totally Lemaitz in those characteristics. It's just that the question there was just to have a machlikas whether the Torah asks the chaylev on the keva or not the chaylev on the keva. That's the machlikas that we're keeping Rabbi Shmuel. According to the Rambam, the chaylev in certain places is aser. So they have a question, if you need toisav, and therefore is the chaylev on the keva going to be aser or not? But at the end of the day, it's all coming back to the point of the chaylev in certain places is aser and other places is mutter. That's clearly the klal according to the Rambam. Another right to this in the Rambam is the Rambam writes here in Parak Zayin, Halacha Tazayin. Rambam says, V'ayduchutim of chaylev, which we have in our Gemara. The Gemara says that the chutim of chaylev are aser and there's no kares. So what's the pshat? The pshat says, it's a drabonon. If it be an isher deraisa, then why should it not have kares? So the Rambam says that, but the Rambam may has a suffix about it. The Rambam says the following, Parak Zayin, Halacha Tazayin. Yiroi li shekol elu achutin v'akruma is yisurin midivrei seifrim. It seems to me that it's Nisra Drabonin, says the Rambam. V'im toimah she'in asurim min ha-Torah. B'chlal kol chela v'chol dam. And if you'll say that there is an issue that writes because they're included in kol chela v'chol dam, ein loikin alein al makas mardus. Still, you'll make a makas mardus. Why? V'yiyu kichati shir, shu asur min ha-Torah v'ein loikin alav. It'll be similar to a chati shir, which is asur min ha-Raisa, but there's still no malkas. So the word of the Rambam had it's sad to say, it's a deraisa, like chatzishir, but there's no kares. There's no oinish. Always a klal of chatishir. Chatishir is asher midaraisa, but there's no oinish. This is the Rambam's opinion in a few different places, that the topic of chatishir. The pshutei chatishir means a person ate a portion of an entire shir. Kezayis is asher midaraisa. A person eats half a kezayis, a third of a kezayis. So you ate a chelek of the full portion, which is asher midaraisa, and that we say chatishir asher minatayr. That's what the sugya talks about in Yuma Dafayin Dalet, sugya of chatishir. The Rambam applies the concept of chatishir also to chatishir in echus, in quality, not only in quantity. When something is close to the Isser Torah, but not that exactly, so it's also asher midaraisa like chatishir. This, I believe, to my knowledge, the Rambam was the first one to extend the concept of chatishir from chatzi in quantity to chatzi in quality. That's this Rambam here, about chutin of chelev and dam, that are asher midaraisa, midin chatishir, because that means it's similar to chelev mamish, but it's not actual chelev. That's this Rambam. A similar Rambam we have in Paragimel of Mecholas Asuris, where the Rambam writes that the klal of hayotze min atomei tomei, person cannot drink the milk of a behemah tameya, or of a treifa, or he can't eat the egg of an oif tamei. Gemara says in Mechiras, and earlier in Chulin, that hayotze min atomei tamei. Rambam says that that's an isra she'in boi malkos, because it's like chatzishir, which is otra min atayra. And the Rambam understands that the klal of chatzishir, again, is also chatzishir in quality, not only in quantity. The Maisa, as a side point, the Gemara does say that one pshat in the Gemara, the Isser of Chatzishir, is learned out from the fact that it's chazilitz tarufe. If you ate a half a kezayis, you could go and finish up the other half a kezayis later on, and then you'd be chayiv. That avada only applies in cases of Chatzishir of quantity that can be finished up later on. But a person that eats chutin of chelev, you can't go eat more chutin to be asher midaraisa, to be chayiv kares. That's never going to happen. You have to eat chelev. So obviously the Rambam held that the gather of the Isser of Chatzishir is not based on the Svar of Chazilitz Tarufei. Rather, like the other tzad in the Gemara that says, Kol Chelev, it's a riboy that even Chatzishir is Usser, and it does not have an Oinesh. And therefore the Rambam holds that concept applies even in cases of Chatzishir in quality, like Vayas Chutin of Chelev and Dam, or of the milk and eggs of a Behemoth Tmeya. And also the Rambam put under the umbrella of Chatzishir Asur Min HaTorah. So this was a little aside about the Indian of Chatzishir, but this interesting Chiddush of the Rambam here that it's Chatzishir. But now let's go back to the Chakir that we're speaking about Chelev. We said that the opinion of the Rambam is that the gather of Chelev is Chelev in certain areas of the body, but not Chelev, Chelev does not go by characteristics, rather in its location. The issue of Chelev is defined by its location. I believe that this Rambam is another makar to say that. If the definition of chelev is by certain characteristics of it, so mamonashach, if it has those characteristics of tesev, krum, and niklaf, then it's chelev mamish. And if it's not of those characteristics, then it's not chelev. What's something that's similar to chelev that would be included in the din of chatzishir asur min hatorah? However, according to the Rambam's opinion, that chelev refers to chelev that was said in certain areas of the guf. Certain, the location of chelev is what makes it chelev. So the Torah, the Iker Isser chelev, the Torah said, is it only in the areas of the Aseris and of the Kerev and the Klayas and the Ksalim. That's the areas that the Torah answered. The chutim of chelev, they have the quality of chelev, they have the characteristics of chelev, but they're in the wrong place. So therefore, we're able to be marbe from the riboy that even things that have the quality, even things that are not in the right place of chelev, because they're similar in characteristics to chelev, they also have the issue of the race of chelev, even though they do not have the chiv. This is all the opinion of the Rambam. However, the Ramban that we mentioned earlier, the Ramban that says that chelev has different characteristics, that of shuman, that it exists by itself, and the shuman is together with the basar, that's in, you know, of krum v'niklaf. Seems that according to the Ramban, the Iker of Chelev is all totally in the characteristics, not in the location of the guf. Just the chela that's in those locations of the guf, the Torah said of the kloyus and the kerev, all the chela that's found in those locations has the characteristics of chela. But beside, according to the Ramban, the definition of Isra of Chelev is based on the characteristics of Tesav Krum Veniklaf. Hashenken, according to the Rambam, it's based on the location in the Guf. It seems that's Machlokes Rabba and the Ramban. And in Tesis, it seems that Tesis had a suffix about this. We mentioned Tesis, this point in Tesis earlier, we didn't expound upon it, now we're going to expound upon it. The Tesis quotes the Teres Koyanim that the Chelev Shalat Fanois is not Chayev because it's not Chorev Lugavoya. Tais explains that without the Torah, without the Pasuk, I would have said that you're Chayev. Why? Because it's Doime L'Shar Chelev, Shema Af Toysav Krum V'Niklav. It's similar characteristics to other Chelev, and maybe it's also Krum V'Niklav, Toysav Krum V'Niklav. Tais had a suffix whether it's Toysav Krum V'Niklav. If you learn the Gemara on Daf Memtes, there's one character, there's one thing that the Ishav Chelev has told you. Toysav Krum V'Niklav. So what's the suffix of Tais? Tais says something, maybe it's even Tais of Krum V'Niklav, and that's why you could be Chayev on it. For sure it has to be Tais of Krum V'Niklav. Without that, there's no tzad to be Chayev on it. What's the Savik of Tais of Bechlal? It's Muchach that Tais, at least in the tzad that you don't, that he does, you do not need Tais of Krum V'Niklav. Tais is sure that Tais of Krum V'Niklav is not the definition of Chalev. Rather, Chalev is the way that it looks. It's a certain color, it's a certain consistency. That's what defines Chalev. Why do we need Tais of Krum V'Niklav? Tesav Krum V'Niklav is simegale, which, this thing that looks like Chelev, which halakim of the guf is it in that will answer it? The Chelev that's Tesav Krum V'Niklav is a simin ledover that the Torah answer, the Kerev and the Kloyus and the Ksolim, only this Chelev and not the Chelev of the Dakin. Just that you should realize which type of Chelev is the Chelev of the Torah answer. But the definition of Chelev is that it's doyment to Chelev. That it looks like chalev, it tastes like chalev, some other definition of chalev. And Tesav Krum V'Niklav is just a gila, which parts were nesar. That's the side of Tesav that you do not need Tesav Krum V'Niklav. And the side of Tesav that you need Tesav Krum V'Niklav, it seems that here Tesav told that the definition of chalev is the Tesav Krum V'Niklav. That seems to be the suffix of Tesav here about the chalev of the Tfanis. So again, we have the opinion of the Rambam that it's all totally in Chelev, things that look like Chelev, and they're located in certain parts of the Guf. According to the Ramban, the main definition of Chelev is that it exists independently, that it's Tesav Krum V'Niklav, that it's separated from the Basar. And Tesav holds that Tesav is mesupik about this Hakir of the Rambam and the Ramban. One last point on this, and these Hakirs here about Chelev, is the Gemara by us. Gemara says that Chelev Shabasar Chayfa Yisai, is mutter. So, yesh lachar, what the pshat? The Gemara darshins out of a pasuk. Yesh lachar, what the pshat? The chayav shabasar chayfa is mutter. Is the pshat that it's totally in the makom of the guf? That isra chaylev is totally in makomis in the guf, like we said in the Rambam. Menela, only the chaylev in certain areas. The chayav shabasar chayfa is chaylev of a different area. That's not a chaylev of the Torah asr. So it's the wrong place for the chaylev. Or, that's according to the Rambam, that's what we have to learn. That it's a definition of the place of the Chelev. Al-Fi the Ramban, however, L'chari the Dimshan in the Gemara, we said it's not totally in Mekoymas. The Isra of Chelev is not totally in Mekoymas, rather it's totally in characteristics of Tesav Krum V'Niklav. In came there be a different shot in the Gemara. Shot that Chelev Shabasar Choyfa Yisoy means that it doesn't have the characteristics of being separated from the Basar, like the Ramban says. Rather, it's ma'urav in the basar. If it's under the basar, then it's ma'urav in the basar, then it does not have the characteristics of chelev. So this machlekes that we have in the Rambam and the Ramban will come out in Afkamin. I've had to learn the Pshat and the Gemara by us, by chelev, shabasar, chayfo, yitzay. Another point here, is that the Gemara brings the machlekes about waiv and kulio. If it's mutter, it's asr. And then where's machlekes like Ravasi, that it's mutter? Because there's a drasha of Alak Solom Amrachman of Elisha B'Seichak Solom. Also here, Alak Klayis Amrachman of Elisha B'Seichak Klayis. So this drasha, we learn that it's mutter. So the L'chayr, it's the same shayla by the Leiv and Kulya. We have also by the Chayla Bak Solom. However, in Rashi's Mavur, not that way. Rashi's Mavur, Rashi says that B'Leiv and Kulya Alecha HaRamachmir, Shara Shacharov, came to Lois Ukam Hilchasok Kiravasi, Hamachmir Yachmir, Vamanea Lehivsit.
And he says, by Leiv and Chulya, you should go by the, you should go with the Machmir. It's not Mefurish in the Gemara, the Lachas of Ravasi. Mistavra Kiravasi. But not Mefurish. So it's best to be Machmir. If you're Mekel, Loi Hivsid. Nishkafer Lach. But the Ibikar Rashi is Cheshesh Rashita's Ravasi. The Gemara brought a Hechacha from a Yudam or Shmuel by a Chelish Abbasar Chayfoyesai. And there is no Machlekes. There Rashi didn't say to be Machmir. It seems from Rashi that there you're Mekel, like the Pashas of the Gemara. So why by the Chelish Abbasar Chayfoyesai we Mekel? And the Gleib and Kulyo were Machmir. It's hard to see the exact Shail. That says that's San Rashi. So it doesn't say a full answer on Rashi. It seems that Taisa understands in Rashi that the Isra of Leiv and Kulyo is an Isra Drabana. So meaning there's no right in the Pasuk. The Pasuk is just saying that it's Mutra Mida Raisa. In the Hanami, it's Mutra Mida Raisa. But she's still me also Mida Rabana. Maybe it's also Mida Rabana. So that, now it's a Sugya. Just Abaye said that it's Mustafa like Ravansi, that the Pasuk says that it's Mutter, then the Stavra Rabana didn't answer it. So Mela, there was some reason that the Rabana are more Machmer by Leiv and Kulyo than they are by the Chelish of Asur Chayfa Yisai. And that's again. That's where we have no raya from the pasuk and from the memory of Avuda Mer Shmuel to be makel also by Loiv and Kulya. That is the opinion of Tosfos B'Das Rashi. However, the Ran brings from the Balamar a different teretz that by the Ksolim Etzem are not tamei karvan mizbech. So, if the chalev in the Ksolim would be chalev, then the Torah should have written the chalev in the Ksolim. It doesn't go with the chalev on the Ksolim. It also should have been the Chalev in the Ksalim. Hashem came to Klayis. They themselves are Karev. So it's possible that really the Chalev in the Klayis is Chalev. Why did the Torah not write the Chalev should be Soicha Klayis? Because anyway, you're Makrevit. It's inside the Klayis, so you're Makrevit Agav the Klayis. So the Torah didn't need to specify it because it's included in the Klayis. So the Chalev in the Ksalim, which you're not Makrev the Ksalim, you're only Makrev the Chalev of the Chalev. So the Torah has to specify every Chalev of it that you're supposed to be Makrev. So if it didn't mention the chalev in the ksalim, then makarach it's not the makarach. It's mutter. Hashem in the klayis, so you could be your makrevit, but it didn't specify it because it's carved together with the klayis. So it comes out l'fi the balamor that the Ran brings that the manda amrim that are machmir by loiv and kulya, it's called the hill that it's kariv, and therefore it's also called chalev. That comes out the opinion that he brings. So if he's there, we have a beautiful teretz, and the question Tais is asked. Tais is brought down, we mentioned earlier, Tais brought down the sheet of the Urayim. That the Urayim holds that the Itzer Chelev is telling what is in things which are Kariv Lugavoya. Tais asked that you see in our Sugya not this way. That you see in our Sugya that the Leiv and Kulya is Mutter, even though it's Kariv. See, you could ask it which is Kariv and it's still Mutter. That was the question of Tesis. So Tesis has one answer for the Urayim. But, and then Tesis gets stuck in the Hemshech. But for the Balamor, it's Miyushev. That the Urayim could pass like the man to Omar, that Loiv and Kulya is Aser. And it's Karim al-Mizbeach. It's Tali HaBahar. Tesis held that Halacha was like Ravasi, that Loiv and Kulya is Mutter. The Neila Tesis went, could go ask on the Urayim. That could be the whole Pshat in the Hemshech of Divya Tesis. Tais first starts off saying that Leiv and Kulya is mutter, and Meili goes to ask on the Urayim. But if the Urayim paskind like the Mandovi that Leiv and Kulya is usher, which according to the Balamar is midoraisa that it's usher. So Meila, it's good. It's the Leiv and Kulya is kari, then it's also usher mishum chelif. That'd be a galalik pshat in the Urayim. Another point here in the sugya is the Isra of chutin. The main topic here in the daf is Isra of Chutin. So as you mentioned earlier, the Rambam says that they're Durabonon, and if it's Daraisa, then there's no Malkis, cause like a Chatzi Shir. Before in the Rambam that this Isra is not Stam and Isra, but it's learned out of the Pasuk of Kol Chela V'Chol Dam Lo Yisra Chelu. Rambam quotes this Pasuk, Kol Chela V'Chol Dam Lo Yisra Chelu. That the coal is coming to Marber the Chutin. And the Rambam's mistake is that it's Drosha Midurabonon and Asmachto. Or it's a din de'araisa to say that the chutim are aser, but only b'din chatzis shir. Maisa, it's an interesting point that the Gemara in Yuma, the Fayin Dalet, the din of the last parak of Yuma, Gemara brings down the sugya of chatzis shir. So there are two time in the Gemara for Rabbi Yechanan why chatzis shir is aser midaraisa, either because chazi litzarufei or because kol chelev comes to be marbe that even a chatzis shir of chelev is aser. The Rambam quotes that same pasuk by us about the chutin of the chelev. So this kol, and the tzad that is deraisa, is referring to anything that's related to the issur of chelev. Whether a chatishir in quantity or a chatishir in quality. Both of those are included in the issur of chelev bedin chatishir. And Minchas Sinuch in mitzvah kuf mem zayin says that there's a certain kula that exists by chelev. Chelev is not mitami bin avela. When a behemah dies, so the whole behemah is mitami bin avela, all the basar, but not the chelev. Says the Minchas Chinuch that the chutei chelev are going to be mitami. Because for sure if they're nisha drabbana and amida rice, they're considered basar, not chelev, then for sure they're mitami. And even on the tzad, that it's also within chatishir, but it's only a chatishir, it's not the ikr chelev of the Torah. So mimela doesn't have the kula of chelev, and it's not mitami bin avela. Another point here in this Indian of chutin is that we see in the end of the sugya on Amud Beis that there's a din that when the tabach we find chelev after the tabach, so we get rid of him or we hit him, but it needs a certain shear. That's the maskana of the Gemara. The Rambam, when he brings this down, Parak Zayin Halacha Chaf Aleph, says the Rambam, the tabach shadarka l'nakos habaster v'nim sachar of chut oy krum. If we find chutin after him, or krumim, so we give him a musar shmuz. That's what we do. But we don't hit him, we don't get rid of him, that's before in the Rambam. The Rambam has a tzad, and it's asher midaraisa. So why don't we give him malchus or get rid of him? Teretz plushet, that for lalkoisei or lahaviroi, we need a shear. A kazayas or a kazayra, but you need a certain shear. Hare, this is a chati shear. It's there, you're never going to get to a full shear. It's a half of an isser. So this, even on the tzad that it's asher midaraisa, but it's not considered a full isser in order to get rid of the tabach. One last hour here on this chutin, we mentioned before that the Rambam holds that it's like a chati shear. Mentioned that it's the characteristics of chelev, but not in the right place. So that's why it can be a chati shear. I don't know what shot in the chutin of dam. If there's a chati shear, so I don't know what shot is. If there's dam inside, then it's chayv karis. If there's no dam there, so then it's mutter, or it could be yesterday drop on. But where do you get a chati shear of dam? In what is it yer like dam? What is it not like dam? Because dam runs through there, so there's normally a lot of dam, so that makes it a chati shir of dam. Making this a drabbanon of dam. But how would we get the nizchutim to a chati shir of dam? I don't have a good shot in that. And now comes another point in the Gemara. The machlek is about bei dechashilta. So they're somewhat detached. The machlek is whether it's also mishum every menachai or not. So we say that midaloika baryon hani every menachai ninu. Because they're not getting any better, they don't heal. Therefore, it's Eber Menachai. Or do we say that Midaloika Mitzrachon, Hani Chiyusetzbo? Because they're not decomposing and getting disgusting, so it's a Raya that they still have life. So Machlokes is whether they're considered alive or not, whether they've Nitzra Eber Menachai. So one reading the Gemara would assume that it's Machlokes Midaraisa, whether it's an Nitzra Eber Menachai. But the Taisa tells us not that way. The first Taisa on Amud Beis, Taisa says, Minatoyro Lehavi Eber Menachai. Kevin Shumachubarim Hei Mi'at, Heinim Torim B'Shchita Keivar Mamdu Dolet. Eimam Ela Mitzas Proish Kerem Perak Beimam Akshem. That because they're still attached to the Eimah, it's for sure not an Eiver Menachai De'Araisa. Rather, what's the shot in the Gemara? The one that holds that it's Aser. One that holds that it's Aser holds that it's an Eiver Amiduldol, which is Aser Midraban, like the Gemara says in Beimam Akshem. So I think I didn't find anyone that argues on Taisa, and it's Buchach in the Gemara what that Taisa says that. Even the one that holds that it's also here is not Isra Dearais of Eivra Menachai, rather Isra Drabon of Eivra Meduldo. So this is interesting. Why does the Gemara call it Eivra Menachai? If it's an Isra Drabon called of Eivra Meduldo, why call it Isra Eivra Menachai? So the Maisa, the Rashi and the Fayandalir, and Mishayna there, before, that the Gedder of the Isra of Eivra Meduldo, Drabonon, is that Midrabon we look at it like an Eivra Menachai. It's true that midaraisa is still considered attached, and therefore it still has chiyus, but midrabanan we consider it to be an eiver menachai. So that's the way they say, and that's the muchach in the Gemara by us. The Gemara is talking about something which is Isser's mishum eiver amiduldo. And the Gemara calls it eiver menachai. Well, that's dvarim brurim, that together with the Isser of eiver amiduldo is an Isser drabanan of eiver menachai. There's a nafkamina from this. The smak that's brought down in the shach and some inonais of Katan Yud Aleph says that it's usher to give a goy Avram Adoldol. Because he held that the Isser is an Isser drabon of Avram Menachai. The Neila also a goy is Mazar in it. And this is still a tremendous chiddush, because even if we'll say that it's a gedr for an Avram Menachai, but goyim aren't with suvin misurim drabonon. Goyim only have to listen to the Torah. Goyim don't have the din of leisasor and asisa kol asher yerucha. So why can't the goy eat the Avram Adoldol? So says the Brichadosh there, that it's not the pshat that the goy can't eat it, but that I can't give it to the goy. Because it's Isra Avram Menachai, so it's also for me to give Avram Menachai to a goy, so midrabanon, it's also for me to give Avram Adoldol to a goy, because I might give him Avram Menachai. That's the pshat and the chiddush of the Brichadosh. However, the Rashba and the Fayindalad and the Dafnun Zayin says because all it is an Isser Drabonon, so therefore they did not ask for giving it to a guy. But before in the Rashba that it's still the Geder is Eivir Minachai Midrabonon, but because all it is a Drabonon, so they didn't say this Isser Legabi Guy. However, the opinion of the Rambam, Magadishna says, the Magadishna Perakei Aloch Yuralef Mecholas Asurais, so the Rambam holds that Eivir Midodol is Asur Midaraisa, not Midrabonon, But midaraisa. That the Gemara says mitzvahs preish. It's mitzvahs preish midaraisa. Ke'ein chatzi shir, says the Magen Mishnah. The Maiz is never not mefurish in the Rambam anywhere that it's nisha deraisa. The Rambam never speaks out that it's rabbanon, and the Rambam says that it's usher. The Magen Mishnah learns with Asa Rambam that it's a chatzi shir even minachai. And has an nisha deraisa. Fi the Rambam it's a yushuv lahafli arsugya. Efshar arsugya is the makar of the Rambam. The Gemara says that be'i chashilta is usher mishum even minachai. As Maiz points out, we can't learn the Gemara to mean Eivir Menachai Kipshutai. It has to mean Eivir Medoldol, and the Gemara calls it Eivir Menachai. So we said until now, but that's Rashi and Taisus, the Pshat is that it's an Isser Durabonon of Eivir Menachai. That's a good teretz. The Rambam has a much better teretz. That it's Tak Eivir Menachai. It's an Isser Durais of Eivir Menachai. Just there's no Chiyuv. Another Chatishir, and a qualitative Chatishir of the Rambam, of that, the Isser of if Avram Adoldol, is Avram Menachai midaraisa din chatzi shir, and therefore there's no chiyuv, and the big makar is our gemara. Another pointer in this machlekes is that the one that holds that it's mutter says that midaloika mishrachon hani chiyuse esbu, and therefore does not have the iser of Avram Adoldol. So before in the gemara, that normal Avram Adoldol does not have any chiyus. If it would have chiyus, says it's before in the gemara by us, then it's not an Avram Adoldol. So the definition always of Avram Adoldol is that it's lacking all chiyus. That's mavur in the Gemara here. We have to see this later on in Mirtu Shem and the Shurim and Harva Reitiv and of Kuf Chav Zayin. Machalikas Achroinim about this. Does Avram Adoldol have chiyus or does it not have chiyus? That in Mirtu Shem we will see then. But the Chayr of Mar Gemara is Muchach that Avram Adoldol no longer has chiyus, just it's physically attached to the Behemah. But it's lacking in chiyus, and that's why it becomes an Avram Adoldol. We have a few minutes left on today's shiur. Wanted to talk about a general topic that's nogeya to Meseches Chulin, which is at least the first half of the Meseches is a lot about Shechita, topic related to Shechita, and also Meseches Chulin is found in Seder Kachim. We're talking about Shechita and Kachim together, a topic that unifies both Meseches Chulin and Seder Kachim, which is the topic of Shechita's Kachim. The Hainu, that our Masechta is about Shechitas Chulin. Rashi Al HaTorah Derech Agav calls this Masechta not Meseches Chulin, but rather Shechitas Chulin. When Rashi refers to Meseches Chulin, he calls it Shechitas Chulin. That's our Masechta. That's one topic of Shechita, which is Shechitas Chulin. But there's another aspect of Shechita, which is Shechitas Kachim. So, Yesh Ladun, Yesh Lachkor, in Indian of Shechitas Kachim. Is the Shechita of Kachim the same Shechita which we have by Chulin? Just like you need to shecht chulin to make it not Avram Menachai and not an avela, so also you shecht kachim for the same purposes. So there, and lefi this side, the shechita of kachim and chulin is the same thing. Both of them have the same purpose and the same goal and the same act, which is to be moitzi from Avram Menachai and avela. That's option A. And option B is a no, that shechita by kachim is something that's necessary mitzad the korban. Just like Kabbalah, Hailacha, and Zerika, and Aktara Seimurim, all of those are needed mitzadinei hakotshim, mitzadinei hakarbon. So too, the fact that we need shechita is also mitzadinei hakotshim. And is the shechita of kachim the same purpose and the same act as that of chulin? Or it is cholok b'yisaydinai, and it's the mechayiv, the mitzvah is mitzad adin kachim, that the korban requires a shechita. So, like any good hakira, we have rayas lakan ulakan. The most famous raya about this is Taisus and Zvachim Daf Yudalit, I mean, Beis, brings the opinion of the Rimi lines. And the Gemara says that shechita lava voidehi. So Rashi explains the hakshera bizarre. That's the reason why shechita is not an avoida. Anything which is kosher by bizarre, pakorachach is not an avoida. However, the Rimi line says something else. The Rimi line says, lava voidehi l'vishes shove b'chulenu b'kotchen. In Cain, lav mitam avoida tziva hamokoim shechita. Because shechita exists both by chulin and by kachim, then it must be that the reason the Torah gave us the mitzvah of shechita is unrelated to avoida. It's not for an avoida purpose that we have the mitzvah of shechita. So it's clear in the Taisin Zohar Daf Yudalit, it also Taisin Minochas Daf Hei, and in Yuman Daf Mem Beis brings down this opinion of the Rimi lines. So it's clear in the Rimi lines that the whole inyan of shechitas kachim is just like chulin, and there's no difference between them. Another makar to this tzad is the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak by us, Maseches Chulin, and Daf Chav Zayinu Mad Aleph. The Gemara is looking for a makar that shechitas min hatzavar. One of the makaris the Gemara brings is from shechitas kachim. If the shechita of kachim is a unique shechita which was said by kachim, just like Kabbalah, Hilocha, and Zerika that were said by kachim, so also kachim needs shechita. So if so, the Gemara has no proof from shechitas kachim that it's min hatzavar to shechitas chulin min hatzavar. Shechitas, maybe only shechitas kachim, which there it's din mitzadi avoid, it has own dinim. Just like kachim need kabbalah and chulin doesn't need kabbalah. So maybe kachim need shechita min hatzavar and chulin does not need shechita min hatzavar. Elat muchal from this Gemara that shechitas chulin and kachim is the same din. Better said that the shechita of kachim is mitzad the chulin sheboy. The reason that kachim needs shechita is because just like chulin needs shechita. So whatever we find by shechitas kachim also applies to shechitas chulin, because the reason that kachim needed shechita was because of the chulin. However, mitzacheni, the raya is the other way. The raya is that the din of shechita by kachim is unique din by kachim, and it's unrelated to chulin. What are the rayas? The Gemara says in Menachas and Daf Yudalid, and in Tzayt and Daf Yudalid, that shechita mekachalei ledam. The shechita is mekadesh the dam, first kiddush, and then the dam gets another kiddush. I did the Kabbalah. Before in the Gemara, that shechita is mekadesh the dam. In Cain, that's obviously something that's unique to kachim. When you shech the behemah schulin, there's no kiddush going on. It's obviously, that's a kachim purpose. Just like Kabbalah is a kachim purpose to be mekadesh the dam. Also, shechita is a kachim purpose to be mekadesh the dam. So that's clear that it has some kiyum in kachim, the shechita itself. And it's a kachim necessity that there should be shechita. And the chara that doesn't work with the Rimi lines says that the whole purpose is for chulin, because the lav mitam avoida tiva makom shechita. Torah was not mitzav shechita because of avoida. Rather, Torah is mitzav shechita because he had rid of the Eivor Menachayim and the Nevela. That's question number one in the Rimi lines. Question number two is asked by the Chazon Yecheskel in the Tosefta in the beginning of the third parak of Tzvachim. He asks, says, we find many dinim that apply to kachim, that to shechitas kachim that don't apply to chulin. You could be mefagel b'shas shechita. You could think shalom l'shma b'shas shechita. So if the whole reason of the shechita of kachim was to get rid of Eivor Menachai, then why did it become an avoida? You could be mefagel in it. It's not mitzvah. It's not the avoida. It's a korban. Just simply getting rid of the Eivor Menachai. So the Beis Halevi, in Chelak Beis, Simin Chav Gimel, says that the Rimi line does not need to say that the reason you need Shechita is equal in Kachim and Chulin. Both of them have the same purpose of Shechita. That was not the Kavan of the Rimi lines. Vada, Kachim has its own reason why you need Shechita. It's Midala Ravaydus HaKorban, it's Mekadesh Tadam, you could be Mefagel in it, says the Beis Halevi, another nafkamina, that misasik b'kachim is pasul, and misasik b'chulin is kosher. The shechita of kachim has its own unique aspects, because it's the mechayiv of it is mitzad the necessity of the carbon. But the Rimi Reliant means to say is that the Maisa of Shechita is similar by Chulin and Kachim. Both Chulin and Kachim have the same act of Shechita. You're doing the same act that you do by Chulin and by Kachim. So then, therefore, Shechita is different than other Avodas. Other things in the carbon are called an Avoda. It's something that which is a unique act, the Torah required by Kachim. Kabbalah, Hailacha, Zrika, Haktara. All of those are unique acts that are required by them. So by them, it's mitam avoda the Torah's mitzvah. It's a maisa shirus. You're doing an act which is kol kula being misharis lagavoya. It's something that you never do by chulin. You never makabal the dam by chulin. So the act of kabbalah is an act of shirus. By she'in kein, the shechita is the same act that we have by chulin and by kachim. And therefore, the act is not shirus. It's not something that's being done as an avoda. It's necessary mitzad the korban. The korban requires shechita, but mitzad the gavra, it's not an act of shirus l'gavoya. It's the same thing you do when you shecht your chicken. You also shecht your korban. So it's the same maisa. That maisa is not a maisa of avoida and shirus. That's what the Gemara says, that shechita lav avoida. That is the vart of the Beis Halevi. Very geshmak of vart. Another makor the Beis Halevi brings from this is the Gemara by Yos and Chulin and Daf Yud Zayin. Gemara says that in the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that in the Midbar, in order to be matir chulin, you do not need shechita. Rabbi Akiva holds that even nechira is matir, eating chulin in the Midbar. As long as you kill the behema, you can eat the meat. But it asks the Gemara Rabbi Akiva, it says, v'shochad es ben abakar lefnei Hashem. Answers the Gemara, kachim shiny. That kachim is different, and there, we need dafka shechita. So again, if you learn the Rimu Lion Skip Shutai, that the only reason we need Shechita by Kachim is the same reason we need by Chulin. What's that Kachim shiny? Hari Kachim needs Shechita, like Chulin needs Shechita. Just get rid of the Eiver Menachai. Elamai says the Beis Halevi Avada that the Shechita of Kachim has its own kiyu. But the Rimu Lion just meant to say that the act is the same by Chulin and by Kachim. Maisa, in the Sefer Veshova Koin from Rabbi Paul Hamburg, he says that in the Midbar, Shechita's Kachim was an Avoida. Because Shechita was different by Chulin and by Kachim. By Chulin it was enough with Nechira, and by Kachim you needed Shechita. So they were different. So therefore, Shechita's Kachim is an Avoida. That's a Chiddush of the Sefer Veshova Koyim. Akoponim, we have many Makiris, that the Vada of the Rimur lines agrees that the Machayev is mitzad the carbon. So the only thing the Rimur lines meant to say is that it's not a Sheiros mitzad the Gavra. Another place where you see this similar point is in Rashi, earlier on in the Ayin Dalad Amid Beis. Gemara there says that a Ben Pekua cannot be a carbon. Why can a Ben Pekua not be a carbon? So Taisa says, because you need Shechita. A Ben Pekua is already Shachut, so it's not Shaykh Shechita's carbon. That's the opinion of Taisus. Rashi, however, says that the Ben Pekua is possible because it's a Yetzei Doifen, because it didn't have a Leda, and Yetzei Doifen is possible by Kachin. So the question is, why did Rashi not say like Taisus? Why did Rashi not say that it's lacking a Shechita? So the Teres Chaim there in Dafayin Dalet says that the Loiboy Shechita El Mishum Deladam Utzarech El Zorka Agabim Mizbeach. By Kachin, the only reason we need Shechita is in order to be Zorik the Dam in the Mizbeach. Says the Teres Chaim, the whole reason by kachin that you need that the carbon requires shechita is to get the dam to be zerk on the mizbeach. So ben pekua, fine, shecht it to take out the dam. But even though that when you shech the ben pekua, it's not the shechita of Eiver Menachai, because the ben pekua already is mutter ve'achila, it is not considered an Eiver Menachai. But you could do a shechita for the din kachim shevoy, as Rav David Rapport in Shir Mikdash David says that by ben pekua it already had in it the shechita of chulin, but what it's lacking is the shechita of kachim, and that you could do to go do the shechita of kachim and now be zarek dinam on the mizbech. Again, we see this chiluk that by a shechitas kachim, maisa has two aspects in it. It has the kachim aspect that it needs for zrika, and has the chulin aspect to be meiti be'ever menachai. And here we can have a shechita which is only necessary mitzad dinei kachim. Ad kan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mekhlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.